Psych Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Sometime in the next few days, the first major physical signs of new development will take place at the Milwaukee County grounds in Wauwatosa. A parkway will be constructed as the construction of UWM's new Innovation Park gets underway. The first new building will be a business incubator facility. But nearby, some century-old buildings on the county grounds stand by, awaiting the news of their fate. The four buildings once housed a school and were designed by the noted architect Alexander Eschweiler. Preservationists hope to save at least one of those buildings, though the cost is likely to be steep. John Olson is a reporter who covers city government and other stories for the suburban weekly Wauwatosa Now. He described his impressions of the interior buildings and their uncertain future in a recent reporter's notebook piece. Olson told Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about the history that led the Eschweiler buildings to this point.
They were conceived in 1910. At that time, the county was, Milwaukee County was largely rural, and they wanted a place to educate high school students in agrarian arts and homemaking, basically. By 1912, they were operating, and it was a free school for county residents. Others could pay $27 a month tuition. Enrollment after the first couple of years steadily declined until 1916, when they were losing money on the school. And veterans helped give it a little resurgence. But by 1926, it had closed. If you think about
So World War I veterans.
World War I veterans. Right. It's almost like they were built too late. I mean, the Industrial Revolution had already started. Milwaukee County rapidly became a manufacturing center.
So you had these beautiful buildings that were built with a goal in mind, and the goal was kind of obsolete by the time they were standing.
Exactly, or very shortly after. They did farm the land that's there. It's on an 88-acre parcel of land that's still just fields. They had a dairy building, residence halls, and a big administration building, which is really the showpiece of the property.
Was there ever a heyday for these buildings after the 1920s, or have they really been gradually falling into disrepair for almost a century?
Well, it's interesting. Different businesses, I think private businesses, have tried to make a go of it. For example, on the tour that I went on in, I think it's the dairy building, there are modern drafted plans of a building in Cedarburg, 2001, I think it was.
Right, I think you're right. So there was an architecture firm that was in
right.
This building.
Yeah, used it for I don't know how long, but probably just a couple years. And there were other efforts to use the buildings in a modern way.
Who actually owns the buildings now? Do these belong to Milwaukee County?
No, actually, the UWM Foundation owns the buildings. They bought it to create an innovation center, a campus-like atmosphere for mostly bioscience researchers who had marketable ideas, and that's still their intention for the 88 acres. The Eschweiler buildings are a separate little 8-acre piece that is designated for residential development.
And there are four buildings in question, correct?
Right now, the UWM Foundation has hired a developer, the Mandel Group, to come up with a use for them. One of their proposals was to tear down three of the buildings and leave the administration building up. Going through it, you can see the problem. I mean, going through it makes you want to preserve them because they're so beautiful structurally, and even inside in some places they're really very lovely. But they would need millions of dollars in rehabilitation. And according to developers, the density of housing that you could build preserving the buildings is not sufficient to support reasonable rents or payments.
So as far as a developer goes, and in this case the Mandel Group, to their eye, it really, if they're going to save anything, it really only makes sense to save this one building.
Yeah, and even that building, I think, isn't economical as housing. But I think most people agree that that building is worth preserving no matter what.
What do the buildings actually look like inside? You mean for starters, there's no electricity in them now.
Right. There's no electricity. There's no light. There's no heat. there are radiators that are, you know, disconnected. There are fixtures in some places. But they're kind of a wreck, especially in the lower floors. They're strewn with graffiti, broken glass all over. You can see the sky through the roof in some places. But as you go higher, especially in that administration building, it gets takes on a kind of order, and you can imagine it being inhabited. By the time you get to the top floor, the whole footprint of the building is open, and you're in a cathedral-like space with huge arches that are really impressive. And then there's a balcony on either side. They called it a gymnasium, but I wonder if it wasn't also used for performances and special events, things like that.
You were on this tour along with it was aldermen from the city of Wauwatosa and the mayor and some other officials. What was the reaction of the people? Had other people been in this building in the past?
Yeah, some had been in it before. Others, there were three high school students and me and others hadn't been. I think that people were surprised, I think, at both the state of disrepair and also the feeling of potential. That's especially evident in the administration building. I mean, there's a kitchen there with gas stove, like a dozen gas stove places. And there's no gas, of course. But amid the graffiti, which is a modern innovation, there's suggestions of the life that might have been lived there. There's Luther's morning prayer printed or painted in very neat, slightly ornate script on one wall. There are biblical names in a family tree arrangement in another place. I don't know that these were there for the students originally, but they're certainly from an earlier day. It's moving to see them.
So do you have a sense for the process by which the fate of these buildings will be decided? If the Mandel Group decides that eventually they are going to make use of the administration building and tear down the other three, do they have to jump through hoops in order to be able to do that?
Yeah, the buildings are protected by the city of Wauwatosa's historic preservation status. They're also listed on the National Register of Historic Places, although that doesn't protect them, but it's the city that is concerned with their fate.
And you get the sense that the city is really interested in preserving them to some degree or preserving what can be preserved?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a strong preservation group in Wauwatosa, and I think aldermen are sympathetic to at least saving the administration building. It would cost, to tear all of them down, $1.5 million. That's how sturdily they're built. And just to see all that brick, the job of hauling it all away would be exorbitant.
Do we have a sense for the timeline that the Mandel Group is working with or the UW Foundation is working with?
Right now, actually this month or early December, the city has begun to build Discovery Parkway, which will open up the land for development. At the same time, the UWM Foundation is building what it calls an innovation accelerator building, kind of like a business incubator, right behind the County Parks building on Watertown Plank Road. So development is beginning. The residential portion of it could, I think, languish for some time before anything happens. I think the UWM Foundation also wants to sell that piece and sort of take it off its plate. There are other features to the land, too, that make the development portion smaller than you might guess. There's an 11-acre horseshoe-shaped butterfly preserve around the Eschweiler building properties. And there are various drainage features to the land that need to be left open. And so there's really only 7 lots to build institutional buildings on.
But it's sort of easy to imagine 10 years from now the county grounds that looks fairly uninhabited in many spaces is going to look a fair amount different.
Right. It'll change a lot of things. It'll change traffic patterns on Watertown Plank Road. That Discovery Parkway will be a wide boulevard that turns, north off Watertown Plank Road, and that'll have an effect. Eventually, that Discovery Parkway will connect to Swan Boulevard on the far north, and it'll change, well, along with the DOT's plans to change the whole...
The zoo interchange there.
Yeah, the nature of Mayfair Road is changing rapidly under their plans, so the whole area will look different.
Well, John Olson, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
John Olson is a reporter for the Journal Communications Suburban Weekly Wauwatosa Now. He talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about his reporter's notebook story about the 100-year-old Eschweiler buildings on the Milwaukee County grounds. You can find a link to his story and the accompanying slideshow from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, what would it actually take to send a manned mission to Mars? Well, we'll find out when Lake Effect returns right after this short break.